David, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Why is this project back in the news again this month?
Well, the local officials in the Lake Norman area really want this project, at least some of them do. And the problem has been that there's been no federal money for commuter rail lines like this one. The government isn't spending money on this kind of project right now. It's not a national priority, and federal rules set a very high bar for ridership to qualify. So it was almost on the back burner, if not dead. Local officials are also looking at roads, too, including adding lanes on I-77, and they've got a plan to take care of that. But they would like to see this rail line happen in the next few years for a couple of reasons.
And what are those reasons, David?
Well, they have been looking at this primarily until now as a commuter rail line. But as consultants and local officials have been studying this project over the past year, they've come up with a new pitch for it. It's not just a commuter rail line, but also a freight line and an economic development project. The track is currently used for freight, and it's owned by Norfolk Southern, although it's not really used very much. But in the past few months, the consultants and local officials talking about this have changed their lingo from talking about it as a commuter line to calling it a regional rail project, and they're now talking about the economic development benefits that could come with the line and development along the line.
So this new plan has been unveiled here for about a couple of weeks. I'm sure a lot of folks have already, in that neck of the woods, weighed in on it. What kind of reservations are you hearing from those who are skeptical?
Well, there are a couple of things. Of course, the cost of it is always a big deal. The cost is now estimated to be about $452 million. That's actually down a little bit from the last cost that we heard for this, which was about $456 million. The state would pay a quarter of the cost, CATS would pay a quarter, and the towns would have to come up with a way to pay the other half. And that's really what this discussions right now are centering on, is how the towns could pay their share of the cost. They're looking at that in a couple of ways. They'll do it by creating special tax districts along the line. It would be up to the local governments, the towns and the counties, to do this. Property in these districts presumably would gain value because of the rail line, and along with that, it would generate additional tax revenues. Officials see a couple of ways to capture that increased tax revenue. One kind of district is called tax increment financing. A town could draw boundaries and then pledge all or some of the increased tax revenue within that area to help pay for the line. Another idea is what's called special assessment districts, and that would be an area of commercial properties in which the commercial property owners themselves would agree to an extra tax or a fee. It would be voluntary, but more than half the property owners in a special assessment district would have to vote in favor of it in order for it to happen. What would happen then is that the towns and the county who are running the system could pledge those future revenue streams to raise money from investors through bonds.
Okay, so there's this big meeting. I've seen it described as a summit in Mooresville. What is the purpose of this meeting today?
Now that the plan is out, the planners are really having to sell it, and they'll probably have to tweak it to satisfy local governments and elected officials along the line. It could take another 6 months to do that, and that's actually where it could get sticky. Even the best financing plan has to win political support. Individual officials in some towns along the line have been skeptical of the idea of the project all along and also of this financing plan. The town of Cornelius, for example, is forming a Cornelius Red Line task force to study the business plan and the project. It also needs the support of folks in Iredell County. Mooresville officials and the leadership at the Lowe's corporate headquarters in Mooresville are likely to be on board, but the Iredell County Commission is another matter. When they were briefed on the plan last month, some Iredell County commissioners said they're concerned about taxes and excessive development. Some commissioners don't want to see new residential development along the line that would only be for people commuting to Charlotte. So John Woods, the chair of the task force and the mayor of Davidson, he said he hopes to have a consensus plan in a few months and to have final approval from all the governments along the line in 6 months. We'll see if that happens.
David Borax is the publisher and executive editor of DavidsonNews.net and CorneliusNews.net, a partner of WFAE. David, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Scott.